today we're just going to be chatting a bit about the delays and the and suddenlies of God.
Well, I think I should say a lot of us are in a season of delays, at least in our own minds, of what we think a delay is.
Yeah.
With this whole world lockdown, stay where you are. I mean, for us, we had hopes and plans for when we go back to America. We were supposed to leave. It'll be next week that we were supposed to have left. And right now, all of those plans are on hold. And when we first realized we were probably going to be stuck here longer than we had planned, we were like, you know what? Delays in our life have always been from the Lord. So God is delaying us for whatever reason.
And we've never liked any of our delays.
No. And at the time, it's made like no sense. And it's been really uncomfortable. And not saying that this has been uncomfortable, the unknown is uncomfortable. And it's cool thinking about how God has directed our delays in the past. We were talking about last year when we had bought our land and we had tried so hard to build on our land. And anything that we did, it felt like there was a grace to pursue the builders we pursued and to do all the things that we thought we were supposed to do. But no door ever fully opened for us. And that was really frustrating because we felt like we were obeying God. We felt like we were listening to Him. And after delay, after delay, after delay, after delay, it's like either we're really bad at listening to what God is saying and we have just gone really off the path, or God has shut every door because He has something else in mind for us. And now that this whole shutdown thing has happened, we are so grateful that we do not have a big house on a piece of property and we're stuck in
big
a mortgage.
Time in a small town.
But at the time, we had no idea of that this was all going to happen.
I think that's it. It's the whole, you know, when you look in the Bible, the stories of Joseph and David, where they had long, long seasons of waiting. You know, they both knew. Joseph knew from young that he was going to be a ruler, that he was going to be a prince. But he had to wait a long time before that ever came to pass. Same with David. He knew he was anointed with oil. I don't know how many years before he ever did become king. So he knew that he was the anointed one. And there were long, long periods of desert time of like, man, I'm in the desert. What's going on? Of being chased, of being locked up, of being fought against, of being maligned, accused, and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's the great testing of character that actually, you know, all of those things were what made Joseph Joseph. It's what made David David. It's almost like God said, yeah, you're going to be a king or a prince or whatever His calling on your life is. And it's like, in order to get you there, I'm going to have to push you through times that actually are not easy, that are not comfortable.
Make you really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that's the sporting analogy, is if you expect to show up, you know, at the championship match and just run onto the field and be like, yep, I was anointed to score the winning goal in the championship final. It's me. But you run on there and you haven't played for 10 years and you haven't done your nutrition, you haven't done your conditioning, you haven't practiced your skills. You know, you're going to be the fat guy who everyone's like, dude, why are you even on the team? We're carrying you. Like, get out of here. And I think a lot of people miss what God has for them because they don't know how to sit in the desert times, how to sit in the prison times.
And wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, wait upon the Lord. And because I asked God a while back, I was journaling and I was like, God, did Joseph and David know that you were going to pull them out of this at the end? And I don't think they did. You know, the question that we all have burning on our hearts, God, am I in your will? Am I in the center of your will right now? Am I, like, God, am I okay? And I don't think David and Joseph knew that. Imagine you've just been falsely accused of rape. You were sold into slavery by your brothers. You're in a foreign land. You've been a slave. And now you're in jail. And it's like, God, like, surely I'm not in your will. What happened? All these dreams, all these hopes. You know, and I believe in that moment, he didn't think he was in God's will. I'm sure he was dejected. I'm sure he had discouragement. And it says of David that he encouraged himself in the Lord, which means he was discouraged. So I just want to encourage you guys is that it's okay to be like, God, where are you? God, am I still in your will? But cry out to God, because that's our heart is, instead of, you know, we cry out against God, we grumble against God, we get bitter at God when he's like, dude, I'm training you. There's a lot of people, they feel stuck by their circumstances. They feel pushed down and oppressed by their circumstances. But God is preparing you by your circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, so wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, your circumstances are a preparation for your calling. They're not keeping you from your calling. And that's why it's so important to get your hopes up and get your faith up and be like, God sees me in secret. You know, Matthew 6 verse 6, God sees me in secret and he's going to reward me openly. Mm-hmm. God is my provider. God is my protector. God is my promoter. I don't need to go and self-promote. I don't need to go and fight for my own agenda. God is my vindicator. And so just to encourage you guys to really start meditating on those things of like, God, you see me. You see me in this desert time. You see me in this prison time. And so, Lord, I just celebrate in that. Like, isn't that all we want at the end of the day, is for God to see us? Like, God, do you see me? Yes, I see you. It's like, like that's all I wanted was, yeah. God, do you see me? Do you know me? Am I okay? You know? And so just to really encourage you guys through that kind of season that I think we're all going
through. We're all in. Amen. That God sees us and he knows us and he also sees the huge big picture. So we hope that encourages you all today and we bless you guys.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.